You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, October 31st. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. In earnings, Apple reported record September quarter revenue, boosted by a rebound in iPhone sales. The company's smartphone accounts for half its revenue. It saw renewed growth in phone sales ahead of the release of Apple's set of AI tools called Apple Intelligence this month. The company's total sales were nearly $95 billion, but the iPhone maker's net income fell almost a third to $14.7 billion. That's due to a ruling in Europe that will force Apple to pay more than $14 billion in taxes to Ireland. Meanwhile, Amazon recorded revenue and profit growth last quarter as demand for its cloud services and e-commerce sales rose. The company has been investing in cloud computing infrastructure in response to anticipated demand from AI. Amazon's net sales went up 11% to nearly $159 billion. Net income rose to more than $15 billion, better than Wall Street forecasted, and revenue from its cloud computing unit, Amazon Web Services, grew by 19% to roughly $27.5 billion. And Intel reported a net loss of more than $16.5 billion in the latest quarter, far exceeding the $1 billion loss analysts expected in a FactSet survey. Intel's revenue in the quarter was $13.3 billion, down 6% from the same period last year, but slightly above Wall Street forecasts. The chipmaker said the losses were largely due to ongoing restructuring efforts in addition to the accelerated depreciation on some of its manufacturing assets. Intel's valuation has more than halved this year, dropping to below $100 billion. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.